Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
Hey guys, Wayne sitting here at thesecondadam.com, straighttalkwithwayne.com. I want to welcome you all to the podcast over the last few days. If you've missed it, go back, make sure to subscribe, but go back and listen as we talked about different ways that God speaks. And we talked about the casting of lots. We talked about dreams and visions and God's message written on the wall in the book of Daniel. But I'm gonna cover two today real quick. God is a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. God is the burning bush. Exodus 3, 1 through 4. Moses was tending to the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to the mountain. The angel of the Lord appeared to him, listen to me now, in the flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush, although the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why does not the bush burn up? See, it's common in that area for bushes and stuff to catch a blaze with the heat, but this one did not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses, and Moses said, Here I am. The burning bush was unique, but what was really unique is that it didn't burn up. Sometimes God will do something drastic to get our attention. We also see through Exodus 33:20, that you speak to us, Moses, and have not God speak to us for fear we may die. They were scared of the voice of God. They were scared of the voice of God. God told Moses, you can see my face. You cannot see my face, for no one may see my face and live. God is like the wind. He's there. He's invisible, but he's everything. He's everything. I love this part. So by the day, they went ahead of them a pillar of cloud to guide them. It's like a GPS, built-in GPS in the sky. And not a pillar of fire to give them light, so they could travel by day or night. It was a fire over them that they could see. Wow. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. God can speak to you, guide you, lead you. So many people say, well, I don't know where God is speaking. I don't know where God is speaking. I don't know where he's speaking. I don't know where he wants me to go, how he's teaching me. He spoke here through the pillar of fire, the cloud. Amen. I'm asking you today, whether it's a burning bush experience, whether it's a sign in the skies, or whether it's simply within your heart, say, Lord, guide me today, day and night, and speak to me through your natural circumstances. Speak to me the supernatural. Amen. Come on, guys. Come on. This is good. I want you to do something. Hit the share button. Let someone else know about this podcast. Let someone else know that God wants to speak to them and how he wants to speak. I honor you. I bless you. Be sure to check us out, thesecondadam.com, and be back tomorrow as we go deeper into the realm of how God speaks. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. Be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.